Here in this place we call the room, the happiest of moments in my life I spend with you. Alone in this room.
Debbie Duncan. Her first onstage jazz show was back in 1972 in Detroit. She moved to the Twin Cities in 1984 and became a national quality fixture in the jazz community. Debbie sings at Boucaré, Saturday, July 9th at 9 o'clock. Debbie's success stems from childhood. Mom and Dad were jazz fans, and Debbie couldn't get enough of it.
I knew when I was in elementary school that I was going to sing. I decided that. And then I think unconsciously I just started working towards it and learning stuff and always listening to music. Always, always, always. And I absolutely loved the music that my mom and dad played. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And so I'm a product of their music, which I'm really happy about because I think more creative stuff was happening. It was coming along at that time.
What's one song that you have recorded that comes from mom and dad?
Sleepin', which I recorded on the last CD that I did. It was an Oscar Brown Jr. tune. It was just a funny song. I went, I like this tune.
Sleepin', sleepin', always sleepin'. You're so sleepy, you can't even hold your head up. Get up, get up, every evening you tell me you're tired. What shall I do? What shall I do? I'm getting fed up.
We're speaking with Debbie Duncan, whose show at Voucaré in St. Paul is on the 9th of July at 9 p.m. You experienced a musical called Flower Drum Song, and then you decided you wanted to do all the songs because you love them so much.
I did. The one song that I wanted to do, really, really, really wanted to do, was 100 Million Miracles. I just remembered the basics of the tune, so when I listened to it, I fell in love with it again. I went, now we just have to figure out a way to make this work. And so that's what we did. It's a really cool arrangement.
My father says that children keep growing, rivers keep flowing too. My father says he doesn't know why, but somehow or other they do, somehow or other they do. 100 million miracles are happening every day, and those who say they don't agree are those who do not hear or see.
Debbie Duncan sings at Voucaré in St. Paul, Saturday, July 9th at 9 p.m. Debbie, you still sing a lot of songs from growing up, but you add songs you've heard along the way that are too good to pass up, like one that a local writer, Marissa Dodge, had a hand in composing.
But this is a combination of lyrics that she wrote, and Jack McDuff wrote the music, which is called In This Place Called the Room, which he wrote for Kathy. It literally was a room in his house where the two of them used to go, and he would like create music, and it was their place, and then used to hang out in there. And so when Marissa was writing the lyrics really suggest that with the music that Jack wrote. It's just a cool tune. I just like it. And so I've been really kind of blessed to run across some incredible writers, but Marissa Dodge is one of my favorites.
Where I want to be, I love your company. My happiness is in the room.
My happiness is in the room. Debbie Duncan holds forth from the stage of Voucaré in St. Paul, Saturday night, July 9th at 9 p.m. To track Debbie in general, it's debbieduncan.net. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.